Captain. Well, good morning to you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Very happy to see that Eric Holder's anti-gerrymander group, Eric Holder, former Attorney General under Barack Obama, has headed up an anti-gerrymander pro-voter rights group for a while now. He's done great work. They have just brought suit in Louisiana, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania, asking the courts preemptively to draw up the redistricting maps in those states. And why did he pick those states? Why did he pick Louisiana, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania? And he did it because they have split government. Louisiana, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania have split government between their governors and their state legislatures. And Democratic governors will veto any Republican redistricting, and a Republican governor would veto any Democratic redistricting in a Democratic assembly and Senate. So he's saying, let's just get on with it now. You know that there will be a veto in these states and there will not be a fair redistricting proposal. So immediately let's go appoint what's called a special master, a referee, an expert, some people who know what they're doing, political scientists, statisticians, former judges of both parties, honest people, come up with fair maps. For instance, in Wisconsin, don't divide Greene County and Sheboygan County up and slice and dice it. Keep communities of interest, stop cracking and packing. And frankly, I wish he'd added Wisconsin to this. It's identical. You're going to have Voss and LeMahieu. LeMahieu is the new, after Fitzgerald, head of the Republican head of the Senate. They're going to come up with an atrocity. It'll be vetoed. It'll absolutely be vetoed by Evers. And then it's going to go to court. Well, why not have Eric Holder start now, go to federal court, so this isn't cooked up in the parking lot? Anyway, he started in Louisiana, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania. That is a very good start. Remember, I mean, Pennsylvania is a swing state. So is Wisconsin. You know, Minnesota is supposedly not a swing state. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump almost took it in 2016 against Hillary Clinton. He almost took it. Came very close. Their congressional seats came very close. So we'll start with those. The good news is he may be using these as a test run. He may be using these as a test run, and has plenty of time to add Wisconsin, and there are many other split states. So stay tuned, Eric Holder. One thing I've got to say, I really have got to say this. I think Wisconsin has to stop dropping the ball. You know the lame duck legislation that they passed after Scott Walker lost in November of 2018? And he lay in the weeds. He lost, but he got to be governor till January. And in that two-month period, they passed a lot of legislation, among it lame duck, that basically said, Walker didn't lose the election. Neither did Brad Schimmel, the attorney general. Well, maybe they personally did, but now Voss is the governor and the attorney general. That's basically what they said. Josh Call, the attorney general, has to get permission from the legislature for a lot of things that are in the discretion of attorney general. It's a constitutional office. The governor is just absolutely, his hands are tied. It went to the courts and to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Republicans said, oh, does this benefit the Republican Party? Does this mean the Republican Party won the governorship and the attorney general? Okay, well, that's obviously constitutional. That's obviously constitutional. And that's what they did. That's what they did. Well, let me tell you something. We should have, on this lame duck, they did that in North Carolina and it didn't work because the courts down there stopped it. And you want to know why? Because it was the federal court. Why did this thing end up in state court? And that's why I'm glad to see Eric Holder doing this preemptively, going into courts in these states, not waiting for this thing to be cooked up in the parking lot, not waiting for the Republicans to gerrymander and crack and pack. And suddenly, until the year 2032, that's 11 years from now, 2032, you would have Voss and LeMahieu putting poison in our water, forever chemicals, destroying the University of Wisconsin. Next time, what's going to happen is a Democrat will win our popular vote, and they'll say the electoral votes go to the Republican. And if a Republican Supreme Court this time, you know what stopped that? Brian Hagedorn, a Republican, but an honest man who's read the Constitution. I think pretty highly of him. And he looked at it and he said, look, he probably voted for Trump. So what? So what? He said, I read the Constitution. I've read the Constitution, and this is what we're going to do. Well, you might not have a Brian Hagedorn on there next time, or you may have too many Republicans next time. So we have got, frankly, to stop crooked redistricting, crooked gerrymandering. Eric Holder is doing great work in stopping that. I want to see him add Wisconsin to this. Why just Louisiana, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania? Stop the corruption. Stop it now. Coming to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.